Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Now we talk University of Miami football. Marcus Benjamin from Keynes County is kind enough to join us. Marcus, thanks so much for taking the time. Happy New Year. Obviously, we talked earlier this morning and kind of rehashing some of the things that have happened at the University of Miami, one namely Carson Beck.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Blue. Thank you for having me on, of course. Miami did well in getting their quarterback essentially for 2025, getting Carson Beck. I mean, this is a guy who's been productive, to say the least, in the last two seasons, passing for over 7,000 yards. For his career, 58 touchdowns. And just a 20 interceptions. So Miami kind of repeating history here from last year, getting Cam Ward, kind of luring a player away from the NFL draft back into the college game. And hopefully it pays dividends in the end for the Hurricanes.
Yeah, and you and I talked this morning. I mean, this is the little cycle's got to end soon, because when you get guys like a Judd Anderson or an Emery Williams or, you know, even Luke Nickell, your objective is to develop them into the quarterback that's going to pretty much be the face of the school. I can understand having somebody like Carson Beck, but there's got to be, you know, in the meantime, especially because he's not going to be playing spring, an opportunity for those quarterbacks that I just mentioned to kind of step up and develop a little bit. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, the transfer portal kind of creates an issue for the recruits. I think every college football program would love to develop their players from recruiting. But a lot of these teams are in a win-now mentality. And if you can get a talent who is experienced, like a Carson Beck, then you jump on the opportunity, because you kind of pass by, I guess you could say, the learning curve or the growing pains that a younger player will go through. So I think it's great to acquire players from the transfer portal, but I think to really build a program long term, you got to start developing guys. And I think for the next cycle, I think you may not see Miami get a transfer quarterback. I think they're just going to try to build from within and keep developing their guys, because you want to send the right message to recruits that, hey, you know, we believe in you. Well, we saw your tape and we believe, you know, what you can do for the program, and we're not going to get a transfer quarterback or a transfer player to replace you. So you want to make sure that you're sending the right message to the recruits out there that are looking to commit to university.
And Miami also kind of hit gold a little bit into this transfer portal, you know, by getting a much-needed cornerback like Emmanuel Carnley or Charles Brantley, who we talked about earlier this morning from Venice, you know, by the way of Michigan State. A kid like David Blay was a four-star player coming out of high school, and Zachariah Poyser, and, you know, they got C.J. Daniels. Is the objective is to take, like last year, a lot of these high-profile kids that are coming in now and kind of blend them in with the great recruiting classes you've had? Number 5 2 years ago, number 10 this past year are pretty good recruiting classes. So are there players that you're going to need to continue to develop and insert them, like an O.J. Frederick, you know, or like a Zaquan Patterson? Players, is that the objective, you think, is to take these guys with experience plus move them in and certainly get those younger kids in, you know, entrenched into the action as well?
Yeah, the objective is definitely just to build depth on your roster, because you're going to need depth in case of injury or in case of players transferring out. So when you have those type of issues, you want to have some guys behind to kind of fill in those roles. And the transfer portal kind of basically provides that platform where you can just figure out what holes you need to fill and kind of fill those holes with those players. Obviously, defensive back, secondary was an issue for the Hurricanes this past season. And with that, you had some players leave through the transfer portal, like Jaden Harris or Robert Stafford and others. So you had to address that need by upgrading the talent, and you also want to create depth for those position groups. So I think that's what the transfer portal really kind of offers for teams, is really just establishing depth. And Cristobal talked to the media today, and he said they're not quite there yet as far as depth is concerned yet. They said they're getting close, but they're not quite there yet. So that's where the transfer portal can really pay dividends, is really kind of fill in those gaps that you need as far as depth is concerned.
Right. Before I let you go, the class of 2025 has some really good players. Gerard Pringle, who we had an opportunity to watch as a running back, and Joshua Moore, a big body wide receiver in a position of need. Bryce Fitzgerald, who's like a Swiss Army knife. And then you got somebody like Malachi Toney, who's a plug and play guy. Do you think Malachi Toney gets the first shot because of his ability to return kicks?
Yeah, I do, man. I really do, especially when you lose four of your top receivers to either the portal or the NFL. I think he has an opportunity to really make a name for himself on a national stage if he can get into the return game, because he did lose a Chris Johnson Jr. who was returning kicks as well. Sure. You might still have Ray Joseph returning punts as well, as he did last season, but Malachi Toney is extremely explosive. I don't think there's a game that I've watched him play where he didn't make an explosive play. He's just an absolute playmaker. Now, he will go through some growing pains himself, because let's realize that he did reclass, so he's a bit younger.
Yeah.
So he has to develop his body into a college-level type of football player. But I think he's still a plug-and-play guy. I think this is a guy that you could run on jet sweeps, reverses, and in the kick return game. So I'm really excited to see what he can do, and if he's going to get an opportunity in the spring and in the fall.
Good stuff. Marcus, let everybody know they can follow you, website, and also on social media.
Absolutely. CaneCounty.com. It's part of the Rivals.com network. And also you can follow me on X, at Benjamin Rivals, and on Instagram at Benjamin Report.
Good stuff. Marcus, I can't thank you enough. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, Blue. Take care.
Good stuff.